Blackstone Audiobooks presents Bleak House by Charles Dickens. Preface. A Chancery judge once had the kindness to inform me, as one of a company of some 150 men and women not labouring under any suspicions of lunacy, that the Court of Chancery, though the shining subject of much popular prejudice, at which point I thought the judge's eye had a cast in my direction, was almost immaculate. There had been, he admitted, a trivial blemish or so in its rate of progress, but this was exaggerated and had been entirely owing to the parsimony of the public, which guilty public, it appeared, had been until lately bent in the most determined manner on by no means enlarging the number of Chancery judges appointed, I believe by Richard II, but any other king will do as well. This seemed to me too profound a joke to be inserted in the body of this book, or I should have restored it to Conversation Kenge, or to Mr. Vowles, with one or other of whom I think it must have originated. In such mouths I might have coupled it with an apt quotation from one of Shakespeare's sonnets. My nature is subdued to what it works in, like the dyer's hand. Pity me, then, and wish I were renewed. But as it is wholesome that the parsimonious public should know what has been doing and still is doing in this connection, I mention here that everything set forth in these pages concerning the Court of Chancery is substantially true, and within the truth. The case of Gridley is in no essential altered from one of actual occurrence, made public by a disinterested person who was professionally acquainted with the whole of the monstrous wrong from beginning to end. At the present moment, there is a suit before the court which was commenced nearly 20 years ago, in which from 30 to 40 counsel have been known to appear at one time, in which costs have been incurred to the amount of £70,000, which is a friendly suit, and which is, I'm